Reform or not, this is indeed an election year. Many of the country's most populous states have Hispanic populations big enough to decide close races. Republicans hope that President Bush's personal appeal will weaken traditional Hispanic ties to Democrats. That is a tough sell in California, where the GOP is still recovering from a 1994 ballot proposition that enraged the state's Latinos. Republicans held a conference to talk about it in Los Angeles this past weekend, and NPR's Linda Wertheimer was there.
The Republican meeting at a Los Angeles hotel began with a prayer for patience. Attendees were told that converting the Hispanic voter to the GOP could take years. While President George Bush has reached out for the Hispanic vote with some success, it remains mostly Democratic nationwide and decidedly Democratic in California. Ruben Barales, who is now a deputy assistant to President Bush, spoke to the group about his own decision to move over to the Republican Party.
Like most California Latinos, I grew up as a Democrat, of course. Democrat and Catholic. I didn't think there was any other party, and I didn't think there was any other religion. And then I went to school, and the light turned on. I learned about economics.
Barales represents the prosperous second-generation Latino Republicans hope to recruit. He playfully illustrated the problem that many Hispanic Republican candidates have in their own communities. He ran for San Mateo County Supervisor in Northern California.
And I went to a Latina businesswoman in her small coffee shop, and I said, I need your vote. And she said, I can't vote for you because you're a Republican and I'm Latina. She said, I don't know. You know, we don't, you know, Latinas don't usually vote Republican. And I finally had to say, look, Mom, I need your vote.
Barales was talking about a successful campaign he ran in 1992. But 2 years later, the Republican governor of California, Pete Wilson, thoroughly alienated California's Latinos. Wilson strongly supported a successful ballot measure aimed at illegal immigrants. Proposition 187 denied all public social services to anyone suspected of being illegally in the country. That denial included food stamps and family assistance as well as access to public schools. Prop 187 was blocked in the courts, but it roused the Hispanic community in California, and the Republican Party began to lose elections. Now, the party hopes to repair its image in California with the leadership of President Bush. In his 2000 campaign, one of his TV ads showed a handsome young Latino who talked about believing in the American dream.
I have an uncle that is running for president because he believes in the same thing. Opportunity for every American, for every Latino. His name, same as mine, George Bush.
At the Los Angeles meeting, Hispanic leaders also saw a video filmed at a Mexican Independence Day celebration in Texas showing a shirt-sleeved candidate greeting smiling people. Leonel Sosa's company, Futuro Strategies, produced that campaign ad. The strategy, he says, goes back to the Reagan campaign.
When I first met Ronald Reagan, I said to him, we're on the team and we're here to help you get more of the Hispanic vote. And he said, well, that ought to be real easy because Hispanics are Republicans, they just don't know it yet.
Despite Republican assertions that they share Hispanic family values and support working class families' ambitions for their children, the Democratic Party remains the party of about 60% of Hispanic voters. But Sosa and others say, George Bush got about 36% of the Hispanic vote, and he could do even better.
A candidate either feels comfortable around a group of people or they don't. And if somebody's faking it, the voter will know. And there's a genuineness to George W. Bush. People see it, they feel it, and they respond to it.
Is he the key to this current effort to draw Hispanic voters into the Republican Party? Could you do it without him?
He is the key.
The head of California's Republican Party, Sean Steele, says for his party to grow and succeed, it has to follow the president's lead and change.
There's some resistance. I think people are afraid of change. But Republicans have gotten bashed so badly by the electorate in California that sometimes a 2x4 is the best lesson of all.
The growing Hispanic population in several states has meant a scattering of new Hispanic congressional seats to be filled for the first time in 2002, probably by Democrats. There's one in Southern California, a U-shaped swath southeast of Los Angeles. There's a long list of Democrats running in next week's primary. One of the top three is Linda Sanchez. Her sister Loretta upset a longtime Republican incumbent in 1996 in a nearby district. We talked to Democratic voters at a coffee for Linda Sanchez at the home of the Vasquez sisters in Linwood.
Thank you. That's my mom.
Oh, you have a wonderful daughter. She's full of fire.
Sanchez is running a well-financed grassroots and direct mail campaign. Her sister, the congresswoman, is pictured in her colorful leaflets. At the coffee, Linda Sanchez took questions.
What about immigrants? What about them? What voice do they have?
My whole family, I told you I come from a family of seven, and we kind of got our start in politics at the kitchen table, because although my folks were immigrants here, they were residents, they were not citizens. Every election cycle, we would have debates at the kitchen table because my parents couldn't vote.
The young student who asked that question, Marisol Ruiz, is at a nearby community college hoping to go to law school. She might be the kind of voter Republicans hope to reach, but President Bush's appeal to Hispanic voters hasn't worked for her.
He tries hard, but it's more, he's more geared into the Republican people with money, and it's, I really don't feel any connection with him, although he does speak Spanish, and his brother or whoever's married to a Mexican woman, and his nephew tried to get the Hispanic population to vote, but that didn't impress me at all. To me, it seemed fake.
The new district where Linda Sanchez is running is overwhelmingly Democratic. Still, a place where Republicans hope to increase their percentage for a popular incumbent in the presidential race. Linda Sanchez says she's not convinced the GOP have made their case or can make their case with these voters.
I don't think that you can run a government on social issues. I mean, you have to address real economic and educational needs. Those are always going to be the needs that trump any of the social issues that the Republicans always consistently run on. And I think until they move beyond the kind of social characterizations of, you know, family and conservatism, they're just not going to court the Latino vote.
The Sunday afternoon coffee was given by the Vasquez sisters, Leticia and Selena. So far, their family has produced two teachers, a fundraiser, and an investment banker. Plainly, the upwardly mobile first-generation Americans the GOP believes can be won over. But Selena Vasquez says no.
We have a long memory, and we don't forget. There's still here in California the lingering effects of Pete Wilson and Prop 187, and what he did to the Latino community was detrimental, and that was definitely backed by the Republican Party, and there was no way that I'm going to support a Republican.
Republican Party officials see California as a long-term challenge. In other states, they hope to move more quickly. Arturo Vargas works for the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. He says the GOP could pick up support if the party really gets behind this new effort.
At the leadership end, you have a George W. Bush who really gets it. He understands, in particular, Mexican Americans. He understands the value of immigrants in this country. Yet for all these proposals he tries to put forth, his party's leadership in the Congress is his biggest opposition.
Arturo Vargas says now both parties have to consider Latino voters in making decisions on issues like immigration and education, and that's power. In a decade, he says, we went from being vilified to being fought over. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Los Angeles.